All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, about 24 hours ago, the wretched reputation of the New York Mets struck again. There was a proposed trade on the table between the Mets and the Milwaukee Brewers, and the Mets were going to give up shortstop Wilmer Flores along with starting pitcher Zach Wheeler in exchange for outfielder Carlos Gomez. Now, the bottom line is this was a train wreck from the beginning. I've never really seen this before, or at least happen that often in a Major League Baseball game, where a player was traded or expected to be traded and he was allowed to keep playing in the game. Now, the Mets didn't make the trade official, but it was hot news on social media last night during the game when Wilmer Flores came up to bat in the later innings. The fans there at Citi Field gave him a standing ovation. He was really kind of unaware of what was going on. And later on in the game, Mets manager Terry Collins did alert him as far as what was going on. And at that point, Flores, he began to break down in the Mets dugout and cry. And this is a situation where the Mets are the only team that Flores has known in Major League Baseball. They signed him as a 16-year-old kid out of his native Venezuela. He's 23 years old right now, and it's the only organization that he's ever known. And like, you know, former players have always said, the first trade is always the toughest because that is the only organization that you know. And I think it was bad and tasteless on the part of the Mets to allow him to go back onto the field after that. If anything, if a guy gets traded, you have to let him know at that point, okay, you know what, you are no longer with our team and we've traded you. To make matters worse, immediately after the game, Mets general manager Sandy Alderson announced that the trade had been nixed. And I think this is bad on all parts because, number one, Flores should not have been allowed to start that game for the Mets in the first place. Number two, if it's a situation where you're expecting him to be traded, you leave him in the clubhouse, don't leave him out there, especially hanging his kid out to dry. On top of that, you don't cross the T's and dot the I's until you know 100% that everything is going down. If you're the Mets and you're Alderson, you go to Flores and say, listen, there's a possibility that you could be traded. Okay, we're not going to I'll put you in the game right now. But to tell him that he's traded, to have the kid get emotional as he did right there, and then have him come back to the team today, that is the ultimate slap in the face. And right here, with that moment right there, you're seeing why the New York Mets don't win. Now, at the same time, the trade got nixed due to the fact that the Mets weren't happy with the hip of Carlos Gomez. And of course, at one time, Carlos Gomez was a Mets prospect and it looked like he was coming back home, but it was the Mets that nixed the deal. And if you're the Mets, you have to say, you know what? They found somebody willing to take Wilmer Flores because the Mets, to me, really aren't going to give him the opportunity necessary to be an everyday infielder for them. And on top of that, the Milwaukee Brewers were willing to take Zach Wheeler, who is in the process of recovering from Tommy John surgery, and you really don't know how he's going to pan out at this point. And Milwaukee was basically willing to take him off of your hands, and the Mets balked at it. And this is a PR nightmare as far as I'm concerned. The Brewers turned around less than a day later and traded Carlos Gomez to the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros did not have a problem with the hip of Carlos Gomez, and it just makes the Mets look completely stupid. There's no other way to get around this aspect. If you're the Mets, like I said, make sure that you have all your ducks in a row before you go out there and announce a trade, or at least have somebody announce a trade or leak it to a reporter, because we all know that reporters are looking to become the first person out there to announce a deal so they can get their name recognized. And I think something like this can really hurt a ball club. We've seen them. We saw the Mets this afternoon. They were up 7-1 at home versus the San Diego Padres. They blew the game and lost 8-7. A lot of people are going to blame the umpires and the rain for it. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it is still the Metropolitans. Now, as far as this goes, this is a black eye for the entire organization. The Wilpons Sandy Alderson. Terry Collins will claim that he was left in the loop. He really didn't know anything about it. But if anybody follows the Mets for the past few years, they know that all that Terry Collins is basically a puppet for both Alderson and the Wilpons. And like I said before, this stinks. It was a train wreck before it happened. And, you know, now they have to try to make things right with Wilmer Flores going forward. Folks, as always, I want to take the time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tomorrow night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be discussing everything that is going down leading up to the Major League Baseball trading deadline. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out. And folks, you are welcome to like that as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.